You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Damn, Skippy. Oh, we just had that big old election, didn't we, gents? I'm here, I should say, with, of course, Johnny. Johnny, I do the show with Johnny. He's actually called Johnny in Big Hungry. He's the actual Johnny from that tagline.
And hi,
Chris Fowley's here as well.
All right. Good afternoon.
Can you hear me, Chris?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Good, I can hear you too.
Can awesome. You see him?
We're all working.
Oh, we're getting a phone call. Should we just see? Let's entertain this.
Hello, this is Weed Talkback.
Good afternoon, boys. How are you doing?
Good, yes, how are you?
Welcome to Marijuana Media, friend.
Well, welcome to Marijuana Media. I've got some facts for you.
Okay.
Extensive research, Bill English, homosexual.
What?
Was that a sentence? I'm not sure.
Homosexual tendencies.
That's fine.
I'm not sure if we can...
What's the problem with that? What are you talking about? Where are you going with this, mate? Dig upwards.
I thought I'd ring up and let the country know.
Well, whatever.
Who the Prime Minister's claimed to be here, he's not. He's claiming to be someone who's not.
I don't really give a fuck who he fucks, mate.
He's a fuck.
See you later. Oh, that was weird. Yeah, we're definitely taking calls about DAC at the moment. If you want to talk about Bill English, maybe talk about whether or not he likes weed. How about that?
This weed talk back.
Yeah, it's weed talk back.
Has Bill English
he doesn't like weed
before? He's heavily religious, isn't he? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, he's a bit of a fundy.
Yep. Like overweight religious.
He's got lots of kids. Wife, Mary.
Mary?
Yeah, she's the GP. Snap. She won't prescribe contraception or you know.
We had a lot of luck with the last
phone call. Be conservative, let's just put it that way.
Hello, you're with BFM. Please don't have a go.
I'm sick of people talking about your elections. You're talking about the elections all the time. I don't want to know about your elections. You just keep it away. It is a good turnout for the elections. Oh my goodness me, you just keep talking about it.
Oh wow, two in a row. Thanks, BFM audience. 309-3879, if you just want to have a little cute little skits out on air, you're more than welcome. It's drive, that's what we're here for. It's a trust fall. Just fall backwards with all of your gnarly ideas and we'll just either catch you or just hang up on you.
I guess the big thing with the election is we've probably only got about a month every 3 years where we actually talk about it.
Mm. So, but we've really only got about 8 minutes we can talk about marijuana to do with the election. So,
I was almost on the plane with Winnie and Joyce yesterday.
Wow, that would have been a cute little scenario.
I know. Yeah, apparently Joyce had to wait for Winnie to sit down and it was all a bit of a
Winnie's
of a
the key holder
moment.
Right at the moment. That's kind of the buzz.
Well,
he's okay on the deck, right? He had a couple of okay. He's not as national when it comes
to
weed.
That's right. He would be a moderating influence on national, and I think he would also go along with any changes that Labour want to make. So I think either way, no matter how it goes, we can get progress under whatever side, but it will happen more likely and quicker and easier if it's going to be a left, you know, a Labour, Green, New Zealand First.
I just don't see
national policies align as well.
I don't see Green getting in there with national. I know everyone's like, Green should, because they'll just be pushing shit up. They're all working with national.
Yeah, that's kind of another conversation where they need to be positioning themselves. But in terms of medical cannabis, the three parties of Labour, New Zealand First, Green are all in agreement that medical cannabis should be legal. Then, whereas if you line up New Zealand First and National, they're not in agreement. So, yeah, it's maybe one of these areas that's perhaps saying that, you know, that grouping of three have got perhaps more in common and might actually be more likely to form a government.
Right. And then, is it going to take ages now that National's the boss man? I'm bummed out about
this. Well, no, but they're not necessarily, right? We don't know. It could go that other way. But either way, there's a work program on. I was actually down in Wellington. That's why I almost was on this plane with these guys. But I got... Anyway, long story. Won't go into it now.
Don't be one of those travellers.
But, went down to Wellington. Happened to be yesterday where all the politicians were down there. So there's a bit of a buzz on. But it was for this workshop with the Ministry of Health and MPI over reviewing the hemp regulations. And so that's happening anyway. And it's because hemp foods have been It's been decided they'll be legal in New Zealand and Australia.
Okay.
So that has to happen. So they have to amend.
Non-psychoactive, just using hemp as
really good
as a
for
thing
you,
that's
really
good
healthy,
for you.
Yeah. And it's the kind of thing that will kickstart the hemp industry here. Instead of being kind of small and struggling,
yes.
It becomes mainstream.
Well, it could fix our rivers up as well.
On shelves.
If we put like our hemp farms on the fringes of,
well,
of our crappy farms.
Yeah, but you don't necessarily want a mop crop like that to be used for food production, right? So it's a different use of hemp.
That's a good point.
That's
I just snapped my fingers and pointed right at him. I was like, that's
yeah.
a good point, actually.
Yeah, you want to do it on nice organic soil and stuff, ideally. But yeah, it could really kickstart it, and they understand it. And this was actually probably one of the first meetings I've ever gone to of this kind of thing down in Wellington, where everyone was really keen and enthusiastic.
That's
and
exciting.
They welcomed us by saying, we want this to happen. We want hemp to grow. We're here behind you. We want to support industry. And we're all just sitting there going, what? Who are these people?
So there's like official like people, like,
yeah,
like people, people with power.
Well, they're in charge of the work program and they're making this happen. So it's happening because hemp foods have to be made legal. So they have to change the hemp regulations. They have to change the Food Act to allow hemp to be put in there. Then they have to change the food regulations. Mm. This is all going to take probably through to about July next year.
Okay, good.
But they're using, because the regulations have to be reviewed, well, let's review them for other things too. Let's find out what all the problems were. So it was a really good workshop around what are all the blockages and issues around licensing and permitting and fees and where you can grow hemp and how you can do it and how we can make that smoother and easier and encourage more people to get into it. And of course, one of the things that came up is you have this disqualification on anyone with a conviction under the Misuse of Drugs Act, even use. And that can be the director of the company or it can be the responsible person in charge of the crop. They can't have any kind of conviction. And really, there's an argument to be said that perhaps some people that have grown cannabis in the past and might have got convicted for it, they might be among the best placed.
Agreed.
Not only in terms of their skills, but also in terms of people that we want to go legitimate and we want to get them involved in a legitimate industry and have them paying tax and employing people and not be
well,
in the hills,
the,
you know.
If the criminal activity is growing weed and it becomes legal in that sense, what are you worried about?
Exactly, you know, and they've paid their price by getting the conviction and serving their penalty. So this seems like double jeopardy to then say, perhaps, like, 20, 30 years down the track, you can't have this hemp permit, even though you've already served your time or your penalty for it. That looks like it might be reviewed. And then there are other work programs on that, regardless of the government, will happen anyway. One of them is a review of all the penalties under the Misuse of Drugs Act, which, of course, are really severe and full-on compared to other crimes.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll see some reduction in that. But that would require a law change, so they're saying that might take, in the 2 to 3 year period. And then you have some other reviews around the regulations around medical licensing and things. So all these things are happening anyway, regardless of who forms the government.
Okay, well, good. It sounds like everything's just sort of charging on, almost as if everybody else is a little bit ahead of the government, as per, and they just sort of need to just catch up.
I think that's part of it, is not getting too far ahead.
We got to wait.
You don't
want to
be reined in.
We'll wait just over a week and we'll know what's going on. Isn't it?
Well,
in a way.
Who knows? It could go on for a while.
I thought that, bloody
October
12, beehive,
isn't it? October 12, 2 weeks.
Is it?
I quite like it, to be honest.
No, you like the limbo period?
Yeah, quite like it.
What's going on at Parliament right now? They're just all sort of...
It's like that time between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah, like school's out, but it's like everyone's just mucking around the beehive.
Yeah. What else happened this week? We heard a bit more about what these deadly synthetics are, but the main message being you don't really know what the hell it is and stay away from it.
Apparently,
but there's these other ones. It's not just the AB Fubinaca, it's these other ones. Apparently there's been some reports that people are snorting it, which means you're getting beyond the spraying it on plant material and let's just have it as a white powder.
I see.
Yeah, and given these are things that can be super deadly, or it might be cut with something like fentanyl or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just who knows?
Fentanyl,
stay away.
Fentanyl, ladies and gentlemen, is a weird opiate that's been spreading across the US, creating nothing but havoc, really.
They've found it being sold as every recreational drug.
Just
apart from real cannabis.
Everything.
Apart from real cannabis, but they'll sell it as anything else.
Far out.
So we actually have brought in some fentanyl test strips at the hemp store there. I think they're about $10. So if you suspect or you're a bit concerned,
you can try it.
No, it's a color changing identification test, that you can actually see whether there's fentanyl in it or not.
There you go. I think the safest thing to do here is just don't buy synthetic marijuana. Hey John.
Don't do or buy mystery drugs.
Exactly. Drugs. Yeah.
Well, is that anything else? Anything else on the horizon that we need to talk about before next week?
Wow.
What are you praying for? What's the best outcome with this government?
Well, as I say, we can get change under either. When you kind of look at who's gone from the parliament, though, if it went to a national-led government, well, ACT and the Māori Party were kind of good influences on them, and they're gone now. So that's a bit of a concern. But I think, you know, if the Greens are in there, we're going to get something good happening. You know, you just don't know, right? But the Julianne Jenta's bill is before the House.
Yes, that's been just chilling there, hasn't it? It's kind of waiting its turn.
It'll have its first vote fairly soon, I think, once they get back. Cool. I think they do them once a month, and in the next few months that'll come up. It has got enough support to pass the first reading, so it will go to public submissions, and that'll be kind of over summer or something like that, hopefully. And then everyone will be able to get involved, and we'll be able to take that bill and improve it if it needs to be, but I'm sure that Labour will probably have some changes that they would want to make if they're the...
Hey, we've been having so much luck with the phone line, so we might as well just give it one more. Hello, BFM.
Hi, I'm actually wondering, is there any effort to get people to stop saying synthetic cannabis? Is there any...
Stop saying, like, selling?
No saying.
Is there an official something petition?
Well, it's illegal. I mean, it got made illegal by the
calling it that. No, the police have actually stopped saying it. They're calling it synthetic drugs, and that's what I kind of call it too.
See.
Just call it synthetic drugs. But I think
is what you're saying.
People are calling it synthetic cannabis because then you know what people are talking about, I guess. But
I
agree,
calling,
it's nothing
not
like actual cannabis.
No.
I'm not calling you out on it. But has there been any more news? Because I kind of heard that one news story about it, but I'm just wondering if it's gone anywhere.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good call. Call it sort of what it is, and stop sort of chucking the weed in there.
Stop besmirching the good name.
Yeah.
Of our favourite herb.
No, hey, thanks, caller.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Take it easy. Oh, that was great. We ended on a good call, man. I needed that redemption
right
after those two crazies. Hey, thanks so much, Chris. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Cheers, John.
Cheers.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing. She makes me feel...
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.